Welcome to Report from Capitol Hill, a weekly legislative update with Congressman Joe Pitts.
Congressman Pitts, you've been busy this week visiting places in the 16th District. Who have you been meeting?
It's always great to be able to get back from Washington, meet with people I'm proud to represent. On Wednesday, I spent much of the day in Berks County in Reading. I started the morning at breakfast with the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce, and we discussed some of the many ways that the federal government is impacting local businesses and how we can improve the climate for job growth. Later in the morning, I visited Quadrant Engineering Plastic Products, located in Reading. Their plastics are used in a wide variety of industries, including the medical, automotive, and alternative energy fields. In the afternoon, I joined House Transportation Committee Chairman Bill Schuster on his tour of Pennsylvania roads and bridges. His committee is working on a new federal bill to fund transportation that should be coming to the House floor soon. On Friday, I spent a lot of time in Lancaster. I visited the Bayada Home Health Care Center at the Long Community Presbyterian Senior Living and the Cardiology Care for Children's Center, both in Lancaster. And later in the day, I got to meet a young artist, Ali Lovato, who has had her work recognized nationally. And as an amateur artist myself, it's always wonderful to meet young people who are creating beautiful works for us all to enjoy. It was a great week.
The president has brokered a deal with Iran over their nuclear program. What are your thoughts on the preliminary agreement?
Well, I am skeptical of the deal because it is being brokered with a country that has declared themselves a great enemy of the United States and our friends. The regime in Iran is responsible for incredible acts of terrorism and has never apologized for the taking of the U.S. Embassy in the 1970s. They support terrorist groups around the world, including Hamas and Hezbollah, groups that target Israeli civilians. Iran still calls for the destruction of Israel. Even right now, today, they are supporting a Shiite insurgency that has toppled the elected government in Yemen. It is difficult to broker an honest deal with an outright enemy. I know the president is hopeful that Iran will change in the coming years and that economic prosperity could reduce their extremism. I don't know that this is a realistic view. In fact, China is actually getting worse when it comes to their human rights record and their relationship with neighbors, even though they're more wealthy than ever. So economic prosperity does not necessarily change the autocratic policies of governments. The deal itself is only outlined right now. Details are currently being laid out. However, I am deeply unsure about the wisdom of any deal that assumes Iran will get the ability to build a nuclear weapon, even if it's a decade from now.
A few weeks ago, you joined some of your colleagues on a letter defending the Medicare Advantage program from deep cuts. I understand that you have an update for us on that.
Yes, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services had originally proposed cutting the program by nearly 1%. This could have led many seniors to see reduced services. These cuts are called for as part of Obamacare, and my colleagues and I wrote a letter calling on CMS to rescind these cuts, and it appears that we were actually heard this time. The agency announced earlier this week that Medicare Advantage payments will rise by 1.25% next year. Medicare Advantage is a popular program, especially with low-income seniors. It offers many benefits over traditional Medicare, including dental and vision coverage. The program also has better health outcomes for enrolled seniors. It's a Republican reform that is working and should be encouraged, not cut to pay for newer Obamacare subsidies. While the cuts won't happen next year, the health law still threatens Medicare Advantage in the long term. And until we repeal Obamacare, the law will still try to reduce the benefits in the program.
Do you have a good news headliner for us this week?
Yeah, two local school districts have been recognized for their excellence in music education by a national organization. The National Association of Music Merchants awards school districts with a Best Communities for Music Education Award, noting their achievement in teaching kids how to appreciate and play music. And both the Ephrata Area School District and the School District of Lancaster were recognized for their music programs. Music and art are an important part of developing well-rounded and creative students. Not every child may be called to go into these fields, but everyone can benefit from the arts. So congratulations to these school districts for their promotion of music.
Thank you, Congressman Pitts.
You're welcome.
If you have comments or questions for Congressman Pitts, please write to Congressman Joseph Pitts, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515.